The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 14th day of August, folks, 2017. Elaine in Michigan, thank you. Charles, Stephen, the tree service people, Kevin, Gail, Stephen, Chad. You've all donated through PayPal. Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. Very, very, very much. The only problem is I'm going to have to beat out the phone company tomorrow, because they do an automatic deduction out of that PayPal account. And I'm just going to let them keep resubmitting until I can pay the bill. But you want an example here? We cut the phone cost of this network by 75%. It used to run us, with the volume of calls that we would get into this network, it was running us $1,900, $2,000 a month. So no matter how many phone calls come in now, we're able to do that for about $500 a month. So I got to go steal it out of the account before they steal it, before I can pay another bill. All right. At any rate, talking about secrets equal lies. And the idea, Stephen, behind this movie was simply little Emma Watson, which, by the way, she's pretty much like this in real life. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. She's all down with the United Nations and all this other stuff, and I'm like, oh, really? Perfect casting. Kind of a lousy actress, but hey, you know, you use the tools available. But secrets equal lies, but then she came up with this grand idea that, you know, we need total transparency, because, you know, that's the loving thing to do. You know, if everything is out there, then everybody's position is known, and we can dialogue to consensus with those that don't agree with us. And in that movie, there was, I guess, an Indian guy in the beginning of the movie, and I think it was a black girl, if memory serves, and they were working on Dear Emma that just went to work for this wonderful company called Circle. And they were there to, well, kind of not berate her, but encourage her to get on the social media so all the employees of this company that they work for, The Circle, that we can be one. We can be one family. And, you know, we don't have any secrets, and there isn't anything that we can't work out. Yeah. But if you noticed in that little exchange, they were beating up poor Emma pretty good.
Yeah, it was interesting. Just to recap a couple things here, I remember from the movie, I wrote some notes. There was one phrase she used was, sharing is caring. And they also used that tragedy there where she nearly drowned when she took the kayak out. And they used that situation to enforce the need for transparency. I don't know if you caught that. That if the cameras were not in place, she would have drowned. And so the transparency was a good thing. It was their backup to make sure, you know, you were being watched and that we saved you. So they sold the idea that it's all good. They never talked about the evil side. We did see a violation of privacy with her mother and father. It was very uncomfortable, and that actually turned her parents off on that. But again, they turned around one time before that and tried to use her father's health issue to say, if you join the Circle and get them in the Circle also, his health will be improved. He'll get better health care. So they find ways to sell these projects, these agendas, but they never talk about the downside, which is always control and loss of privacy. So I noticed that. And also one of the phrases that Tom Hanks said was that, actually, I think she said it, behavior is better when she is being watched. Her behavior is better when she's being watched, which is interesting. That she was willing to, instead of the inner drive herself to say what's right and what's wrong, she needed that backup of cameras watching her in order to make the right decisions, the right choices.
So it's like a perpetual mom and dad or the grandparents or, watching over your shoulder to make sure that you behave. Interesting. Was that not her near drowning? Didn't that take place in San Francisco Bay?
It did. Yeah,
and
it did.
And what is it about San Francisco Bay that makes it a bad idea to go kayaking in?
Well, it's the wind there is amazing. I mean, there are a lot of every week we hear of somebody falling out of a kayak or getting thrown over. I actually had a goal before I left California. Was my wife and I were going to take kayaks. We wanted to actually kayak under the Golden Gate Bridge and go to Angel Island. It never happened. I always wanted to do that, but every time I checked and looked, the wind and the waves were amazing, and you don't want to get tossed around in that. And then you got to worry about all those barges coming through there anyway. So happened.
Aside from that, it's the currents. I mean, there is a reason why, and this is still a matter of contention to this day, that who escaped from the island prison out there? Well, I don't think that they made it because that water is extremely cold. It's also infested with sharks. You're right about the wind. And if you don't get run over by a ship, you could die of exposure by going into the water. And, what a great idea to go kayaking in San Francisco Bay. Wonderful idea. And, there should be no protection against idiocy. People do make mistakes. But if you want to take – I just saw a story this morning. Tubers going down the Colorado River. I forget where exactly in Colorado, but one just died, a woman trying to jump in, saving her 11-year-old son, 11 years old, and she was a 31-year-old woman. She dove in to save her, and she killed herself because she struck her head on a rock. But it's not the first one, I guess, in the last countable days. This is the second death of people tubing in the Colorado River down the rapids. And that has inherent risk, does it not? So we need to be watched constantly for our own good because we're idiots. Is that the theme that I'm gathering here?
Well, I think we've been marginalized, and this generation are so easy to give away everything for something they've been promised. And you and I, old school, we've worked hard for what we want. And we've been successful, and we didn't ask for any handouts. And you played that great clip a couple days ago that I sent you over about the young millennial that got ripped apart on that discussion about how she thought she was entitled to all these things and that somebody else must pay for them. I hope that's not a very abundant that mentality to think that I want it and you are successful and you must pay for it. That's a problem. I'd like to see how successful that march will turn out.
Well, and somebody, I'm looking for the email right now, and somebody had sent me an email specifically on that. And I'll try to pull that email out, but they were critical of my statements and they called me a neophyte. It was not a very friendly email. Let me put it to you that way. Let me see if I can pull this thing up. I'll have it up here in a couple of seconds. But needless to say, this person took me to task on that. And either they, A, do not understand, or B, they don't want to understand, and they just want to argue their point. But the point is that we are in a country now that people actually believe, because they're born in this country, that they're entitled to some of your stuff.
Right.
And folks, you know, I said this the other day when, Steve, when I was talking with you, that you had to strive. We've got colleges now, literally, are telling the students, well, what grade do you think that you deserve? And just turn that into us, and we're not going to argue, we're not going to debate, we'll just award you the grade. And what's the whole point of testing people and their knowledge, Steve? I mean, it's to make sure that you understand. You're not awarded for a good try. You're awarded because you can do the curriculum. You can do the study. You can absorb the stuff. You can build a knowledge base of what you're expected, without hand-holding, into the future, whatever field of endeavor that you go into, that there's not going to be mama or daddy holding your hand and saying, well, nice try, Johnny. You know, you get an A for effort, even though you failed miserably. There are standards that they're now even arguing about how achievement happens and takes place and what the bearer of that achievement gives the individual. They want you so interdependent and dependent on government. We got people in this country walking around going, "Whoa, wait a minute! I'm entitled." They have become to firmly believe that because they're born in this country, they're entitled to some of your stuff.
You know, John, I saw this many, many years ago when they decided to go away from using red ink on your paper, your kid's paper, for correcting their errors because it was psychologically damaging to have red ink on your paper, evidently. So what they actually went to was green ink, which green ends up being the new red. So it doesn't really make any sense. But, you know, they want to give the participation trophy to everyone. Everybody's equally the same. And that's kind of the goal of these people. This agenda is everybody must be the same, whether you get rid of their language, their culture. You just group them all the same. If they're all the same, they're much easier to control.
Well, oh, I found the email, by the way. It was sent to the network and not to my personal email account. But the header of the email was for John, Mr. 1% Shill Statmiller on tax rates. And the sender, thank you, Steve Larson, says, John, actually the young bimbo was right about taxes. The highest earners paid 70% tax under Gerald Ford. Under Ike in 1955, 91%. So poor thing couldn't remember it. But we know they never paid those tax rates because of the loopholes. Today, they pay 38%, but loopholes still remain. When 1,000 people own 90% of the wealth, you can still agree we live on a slave planet. Send me your email address, and I'll send you the chart showing the rates. How do you like that email?
Quite honestly, they probably don't. Just like the young woman, she didn't quite understand economics 101. He pressed her quite often to say, where will we come up with the money? And she had this idea that just squeeze the top 1%,
right?
Squeeze them, and that's going to take care of it all. You know, that's not going to happen. The wealthy will always have the tax breaks. The poor will always be poor. You can't take any more from them. The wealthy are going to hide their money, shelters everywhere. So where are you going to take the money from? The middle class. That's the only people you could squeeze, and the socialism stops when you run out of the other people's money.
Well, and that's the next step, is to try to take it. And the question that was asked about this, okay, you got the 1%, and they should pay. What if they're not around?
Right.
You know, Donald Trump recognized this. We had this mass exodus of manufacturing company after manufacturing company. I forget how many hundreds of companies left this country to go into cheaper labor markets, still be able to send their goods manufactured elsewhere back into this country. Well, how's that working out for us? And, yeah, there are people with large corporations that take advantage of the taxing. You know, I'm still waiting for the government to come out with their flat tax, and I don't give a damn if you're General Electric. I don't care if you're ExxonMobil. I don't care if you're Joe Blow from Kokomo. A simple flat tax rate would be the obvious way to go. 50, yes, over 50% of the people in this country, folks, are not paying the IRS what they claim that is due. And all along this little thing, we've discovered something else, that the debt in this country is rising at a dramatic rate. So all these people that want to free stuff out there, they're no longer getting it from the middle class taxes. They're getting it from the government that's borrowing this money with the interest rate attached to it. They're borrowing money from these banks because they can't sell the treasuries anymore. And what is to what is the green light for these people that are being convinced to come back into this country and pay a 15% rate? No loopholes included in that one, by the way. You pay a 15% tax, and that's it. They're missing the whole point here of what free enterprise versus capitalism is. Folks, understand this. The people that come up with this word capitalism is the antithesis to us, and that's the communist or communism. Capitalism is where the middleman lives. It's where the funny money people live. And, you know, to be honest with you, we need a sound currency that we don't have to beg and plead and pay a fee in which to use. I mean, they don't know this. They don't understand economics. They don't understand, and the key word here is free enterprise. Not capitalism, not just, some people call it crony capitalism. Some will say that it's fascism. Well, there's all kinds of ists and isms, but I don't see any ism or ist when we're talking free market, unless somebody's changed that definition overnight. Maybe it's free marketism now. I don't know. But they seem to miss this, Steve, that this country had plenty to go around. We were the horn of plenty. People actually had the choice when they were married and wanted to have children, that the wife could say, well, now, you know, get on your girly brown uniform and bitch and complain about, you know, you're a woman and you're not treated equally. And they destroy the family unit, the literal background of any country. Look in its history, is a strong family. The literal backbone of a country is the family itself. So you can't have it both ways. And I'm all for free market. I'm all for free market. Give me a stable currency that I don't have to pay for the luxury of using it. And then you watch what happens with entrepreneurship. You watch what happens with jobs. You watch the reemergence of the middle class. And I don't even think Donald Trump even wants to touch this one, Steve.
I agree. Let me ask you a question, John. You know, I learned in business school, part of the business courses I took, two recessions equals a depression. We've been in a depression for a while now. So what excuse will they give us this next holiday season for Christmas when nobody's buying any goods and it's another dismal Christmas buying year? What excuse will they give us for why we are not buying? If we're at 4.1% unemployment, which means most everybody is employed then, we should be buying goods and services. So when we have another dismal Christmas, what are they going to say is the reason?
Well, and it's very interesting that you brought that up, because Alan Greenspan even said it, and the past presidents of the Federal Reserve inside this country have all said that 5% unemployment is acceptable. And actually, that's their goal. If you have full employment, that means the economy heats up, which they mean that there's too much money in circulation and it further devalues the dollar. So they were happy with 5% unemployment, and magically we've gone beyond that. But I'm still looking at 90 million people being out of work. So where are they going to go from that? They hung their hat on the last vestiges of an excuse that they could give us. Oh, it's because of Amazon. And yeah, Amazon is a big multi-million dollar business. Yeah, I agree with that. But there are also people that don't like shopping online, like myself, that I'm a tactile person. I want to pick it up, look at it, smell it, turn it upside down, shake it, see if anything falls out. Yeah, I know I can always send it back if I'm not satisfied. But shopping is an experience, folks. We invented basically the stuff. We enjoy it. Let's break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Alrighty, we are back. So, trying to reinvent the wheel. I hope people are paying attention. Our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, came out and said the incident that happened in Charleston is terrorism. Now, why are they so afraid of identifying, recognizing first, and then identifying what this really is? Steve, I am absolutely fascinated by this. Apparently, and there are numerous stories on our website, by the way, as to the cause and effect of this, but it was a setup. It was basically a setup.
I agree. I believe they were provocateurs that were probably hired and paid to disrupt the proceedings there. Mike talked about this today, and I agree with him that this was a diversion from what's going on with North Korea. I think to save face with that whole tough talk with North Korea right now, I do believe this was just nothing more than a diversion away from really what we were talking about before.
I think you're exactly correct. And then we find out that this, as I refer to him, the guy, the pumpkin-faced guy with a bad haircut, actually bought the rocket engines for these missiles that he supposedly is threatening with everybody from the Ukraine. after we put the Mr. Chocolate guy in there. Thank you, CIA. Thank you very much for flipping that little election and making somebody that's a little bit more friendly to the United States. Time after time after time, Steve, you know, this supposed, the so-called deep state is the antithesis of what is supposed to be going on. Now, Mr. Trump wants to, and I'm hearing the rhetoric again, Venezuela. You know, leave Venezuela the hell alone. You know, I don't know if Donald takes notes or not, but take a look at your notes if you do. You got enough on your table right now. You got enough on the Oval Office desk right now. We don't need to be saving anybody else, because apparently we can't even save ourselves. You know, there was an article that I posted up on Republic Broadcasting about the subject here of, you know, what's really going on. And it's amazing to me. Even Ron Paul has come out and said, you know, this anatomy of the deep state is what? It is an open conspiracy. And it really is. We've got the intelligence agencies of the United States working against all of our interest. Donald Trump, supposedly this Venezuelan guy, one of the guys in the party that took over, was going to hire some Mexican nationals to kill Donald Trump. Well, there's a lot of people who want to see Donald Trump dead, but not necessarily for the reasons of messing around with Venezuela. You know, it is the swamp that he keeps talking about, but unfortunately, there seems to be a little bit of doubt and confusion here, Steve, as to who the deep state is and who his friends and pals are and the people that he's hired.
No, I totally agree. I think we agree that the intelligence agencies, one of the 17 or many more, are involved in the deep state. We think the Clinton clan of the cabal there is definitely involved with the intelligence agencies to get the protection that you needed. And you mentioned something last week that I found very interesting, and I said to Ron, too, we talked about this, that they're trying to cut a deal now for her. Now, in order to cut a deal, you'd had to have been indicted.
That's right.
Now, how can you cut a deal unless you've actually been charged or indicted on something? So they're skipping, again, what they call protocol. They're skipping protocols of how things are supposed to go in the legal world. So how's that happening? It's not supposed to happen. But who's calling them on the carpet for it?
Well, and the Attorney General of the United States, Mr. Sessions, says, you know, this is terrorism. Well, okay. Who is the, from where does all of this emanate? Where does it flow from? I mean, does Mr. Sessions understand George Soros? Does he understand what $1 billion being flowed into leftists, communists, socialists, all, good people all, that Donald told me today that, you know, we got to love them. We got to sing Kumbaya. We all got to meet in the middle. And what are you willing to give up, Steve Elkins, that what remnants you have left, what are you willing to give up to satisfy these communists and socialists? Got anything left that you want to give them? We'll be back.
No. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
NutriMedical's CalmMind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. CalmMind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get CalmMind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on CalmMind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order CalmMind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All righty, we're back. Miss K, thank you for the donation. She said she was happy to do it. I'm very happy to have you do it. Trust me on that one. Go ahead and play what the president has said about the Charleston issue.
We must love each other, respect each other, and cherish our history and our future together. So important. We have to respect each other. Ideally, we have to love each other.
Whew. That was it? No, that's quite enough. So, Steve, in the circle of things, what do you think about that statement?
The snowflake philosophy, sunshine, rainbows for everybody. Everybody's happy, and let's just give us all a big group hug. You know, one of those type situations. Terrorism, people hating certain people is it was always going to be with us, John. It's always going to be with us. And I'm surprised that, I mean, he had to actually come out and say something like that. It's to me, it didn't mean a whole lot. It's kind of a given. If you love mankind, you love all mankind. And so I don't think it was really necessary to go in that direction to say we need to love each other. I don't think that was necessary, personally.
Well, I don't either. And on the issue here, this is what Mr. Sessions said about this. He says, it does meet the definition of domestic terrorism in our statute. Now, he said this morning on Good Morning America, of course referring to the attack, killing one woman and injuring others. You can be sure we will charge and advance the investigation toward the most serious charges that can be brought, because this is unequivocally an unacceptable evil attack. But understand the dynamics of this, Mr. Attorney General. Does he really understand the dynamics? I don't think that he does. Now, we have a new FBI guy, Christopher A. Wray, and supposedly he's going to be involved now with this investigation into the Charlottesville incident, as it's being called. And let me see if Mr. Wray can discover what is actually going on in this country with the little lefties being funded by the George Soros and good communist all. I wonder if the FBI will acknowledge this, or they're just going to bypass it to give us a new template of middle of the road, don't be an extreme communist, and don't be an extreme constitutionalist or conservative. Sing kumbaya, let's all meet in the middle of the street and give each other big, wet kisses and petting, I guess, is what they're after. I don't know.
No, I agree. I agree. They're redefining the definition of is, and we can thank Bill Clinton for that one. But, a crime against a person isn't all crime. Isn't any attack on a person a hate crime?
Well,
it is a hate crime. You hate somebody, you go after them, and that's a hate crime. So you kind of call that terrorism?
Careful, Mr. Alkins. Now, there isn't one thing that one body does to another that cannot be charged and convicted on existing law. You know, it seems to be another mystery as to terrorism and how terrorism came about and the natural reaction of people that are very limited in funds, ability to wage war on massive scale, to put down their adversaries. We keep talking about children with bombs strapped to their chest and little children being blown up. Yeah, we get all of that. But there is always in this universe cause and effect. Cause and effect. And evidently, they haven't gotten it yet. Got a caller there, Mike? Who is it? Fast-talking Tom or slow-talking? Okay, fast-talking Tom. Tom?
Slow. Yeah, this is fast-talking Tom. Fast-talking Tom from South Florida. Tom.
Okay, well, just slow your roll and talk slower, and I know you won't, but I'm just reminding you.
Hi, John, you're wonderful. Hey, John, listen, first off, we had three shootings yesterday here in South Florida, only in Dade County. I don't know about Broward County, but, and then I don't know what's going on in Chicago over the weekend, how many shootings they had over there. And I did see there was a shooting in at the racetrack, the drag strip, or the speedway, whatever you want to call it there, and the subway, whatever you want to call it up there in Milwaukee. But they were talking about one kid that looked like they were beating on his car with bats, so he freaked out, and he went nuts. But what about all these Black Lives Matter people talking about their own cities? All the cities are getting, it's worse. It's like Mexico almost.
Well, and this is the new definition. This is the new normal. This is the science fiction that Steve said that has become the reality. Now, taking that and forget everything else, forget background, forget cause and effect, forget everything. Forget the societal, the political, all the mismatch that's going into this. And, to be a good citizen now, Tom, you know, you're going to have to forgive. You're going to have to forget. We're going to form a new nation based on love and understanding. It seems to me, Steve Elkins, that we used to understand what communism was and what it stood for. We were supposed to be the antithesis of that and what we stood for. Now we have become it. And now we want to sing Kumbaya. Now we want to get along even more. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. Tom, thanks for your call. I got to keep moving here because there's some other subject matter that I want to get around to. Let me take Jim in Missouri quickly. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Is Jimmy there? He's got a phone issue? Well, put his phone on hold.
No,
and
I'm good.
No, there he is. That there he is.
Good. Sorry about that.
What's on your mind?
I called into Michael Rivero's show today. I listened to David Duke's show this morning on rent. And, boy, there's what's being put out in the mainstream is just totally opposite of what actually happened. There were questions of why David Duke was there. Well, David Duke has been in the middle of defending the takedown of all these Confederate memorials and stuff, and he was asked to be a speaker there. That's why he was there.
At Charlottesville?
Yes.
Oh.
And obviously, nobody got to speak because the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, they were, this has been a planned event for quite a while. And, of course, the group that put it together, they were watching what was happening on the other side, and they were getting threats of violence, which is exactly what happened. In fact, the head of security for this group recommended that they have shields just in case, and, of course, they came with bats and batons and were throwing urine and feces and all sorts of stuff at these people.
And Jim, let me just underline something here. This is to demonstrate the differences, the political split in this country, and what I've said about identity politics that was started back in the 60s. Now you're given a choice. You side with those people over there, or you side with these people over here. I mean, you're given a choice. Either you're for, and if you're for them, we got a whole group of people over there that are against them. But if you're for this group, oh man, we got multitudes of violent people over there that's against them. You know, it's against them. So, you know,
in this event was nothing but a coordinated event for our ability to have free speech and free assembly, and they're not going to allow it.
Well, and that's the whole.
Not going to allow it.
That's the whole point, and that's what this is headed toward. That anybody that wants to demonstrate. Have you seen, Jim? Since I have you here, have you seen any demonstrations? Whether it was Trump supporters, whether it's been any demonstrations on to have and keep and bear arms. Have you seen any violence coming from these groups against anybody that may be protesting against them?
No, they're in fact, I mean, just listening to the David Duke's program today, he had as his guest the guy that actually organized the group,
right?
This rally, and he said because of the threats that were thrown at us, our director of security recommended that we have shields to protect ourselves from them. And I find this very interesting because if you'll listen to that episode today, it was aired today, free on rent, but they put the I don't know if it was the city or the police, they put a barricade right down the middle of the park where this event was to be held. Well, the people that were there to support this against taking the statue down, they outnumbered the opposition 4-1. But the police, instead of putting these barricades next to the street, they put it in the middle of the park where the gathering was going to be. And from what was described on Congressman Duke's show today, is that they purposely sent them down a gauntlet.
Yeah.
That they were going to get attacked from all sides. So.
Understand, Jim, the tools are being used to go against the David Dukes. You know, it's the neo-Nazis that were down there. It was the people that wanted the South to win because they love racism and they love putting blacks in chains. That was the narrative that came out of this. And I talked to Mr. Duke years ago about this approach, and it was a very interesting discussion. But the more the man speaks, the more he's invited to speak, the more he's put up as the poster child of the absolute, I hate black people, and I'm a white supremacist, and all this other stuff. There doesn't seem to be any adjustment here on approach and tactics. And you know damn right well that that is going to be used. So we keep going after this and ending up with the same result. It's time for a different approach. Jim, I thank you for your call. I thank you for your call.
Okay.
Appreciate
it.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hey, John, if I may chime in on that real quick here, is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I watched that too, and I listened to Mike Rivera's program today, and I did see on interesting, if you go on RT News, headline news for Russia Today, the first 5 minutes of their show today, they show Republicans how we deal with our differences, and they show the Democrats how violent they got. Very, very different. We have a very different approach. We're very peaceful. We want to talk about the issues. They want to forget the rules that they agreed to and use violence to get their way. And they figured the squeaky wheel gets the grease, I guess. But I did notice in the mainstream media, I think possibly Dr. David Duke, may have been set up on that whole situation of being there to be a speaker. Of course, if there were paid provocateurs to bring violence. Of course, the mainstream media is still stereotyping him, still classifying him, labeling him as the white supremacist, the KKK Grand Dragon, or wherever he was.
Yeah.
And he is totally different. He is not that guy he was in his 20s.
No, now, he certainly is not.
He's not the same guy. He's very much talking about fairness, equal rights for all, no color variation there. Everybody deserves these things. And so he's quite the different man. But it's funny is that we've had how many politicians of past have had a relationship, a cozy relationship with the KKK, like Senator Byrd is one I can come up with offhand, who was involved in the KKK. But you know what? He didn't carry his past with him later on in life. That dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
David Duke is carrying around this KKK around his neck until the day he dies.
Absolutely.
They will not let this go.
But you see, and it's just not, you know, KKK or past history. It's not about anything except being a match to the volatile fire that could be lit by being a racist. What Dr. Duke has talked about all of these years, they don't dare bring up, they'll hang him with the neo-Nazi thing, but they don't dare discuss what his topic has been, and it's about Zionism. It's right. About, again, the issues. You know, I had a chance to talk to a neighbor just recently, and I was talking to him about, you know, the stuff that's been handed to you through the mainstream media and the sanitized version. Actually, it's not even sanitized. It's the elimination of fact. I said, you know, I said in Germany during the 20s and the 30s, we saw the Weimar Republic and how it got into a real serious issue with the banks. Do you know how they climbed out of that? I said, do you realize how many parallels? I said, Adolf Hitler didn't hate Jews per se. He hated the people that were the communist and the socialist, the people that were out to just pop culture, not pop culture, but pop the culture inside out and turn it upside down. I said, understand who these people were. And I said, further understand, when Hitler told the banks, you know, we've seen what you've done. We don't appreciate your usury. We want you gone. He didn't strip them of their assets. He basically told them, pull up stakes, take your stuff, get the hell out of Germany, go. And he's probably more responsible for setting up Israel as a state than any other entity in recorded history. I mean, this is factually what had happened, but this is not the way this has been twisted. And we're coming to a point, Steve, we're quickly coming to a point where people are starting to scratch their head and go, wait a minute, isn't there something more to this story that I have not been told? And people are starting to ask questions. They're still afraid. They're still being afraid of being identified as being an anti-Semite. Well, the terrorism and the hate laws that you see right now, who in the hell do you think that was responsible for getting all that stuff in there? The people that didn't want to be criticized, the stuff that they wanted to be hidden from the rest of mankind, made it a punishable serve prison time for even questioning publicly. Yeah, and people are starting to catch on to this.
Right.
You know, so, hey, by the way, Frank in North Carolina says he wants 40 seconds. Frank, you got 41 seconds. Go.
Okay, yeah. I want to be careful what I say. I probably should err on the side of caution and not say anything, but there's new information coming out about some of the people involved in this rally, and I think people need to step back and keep an open mind. This rally may have not been what we thought it was. I'm not saying that there weren't genuine, sincere people that went to the rally, but I'm getting information. I'll apologize if it comes out later that I'm wrong, but I think the Daily Stormer is breaking some news. I believe it was the Daily Stormer. Someone just told me about one of the organizers, and I'm getting information on one of the other organizers. And I'm just wondering if this isn't a deep state operation to try and discredit, you know, the alt-right and whatnot. And a lot of people have been used as patsies and suckers, and I'm really beginning to wonder if this vehicle incident wasn't a black op, because that was some very professional driving on the way out.
It didn't seem to be a punk kid that was a little neo-Nazi lover, did it? I saw the same footage you did. And remember what I've said before, Frank. The best way to control is to actually control the opposition and where it's going.
Well, you know, many people have warned for decades, they will give you your heroes. They'll give you your leaders to your movement.
Yep. You got that right.
Keep an open mind.
All right, Frank. Well, I appreciate the call. And that would not surprise me in the least, Steve. It would not.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, people that you're told that they're this, but are they really? And that's part of the program as well, that you start to have doubt about anything. So the natural tendency is to what? Withdraw totally.
Right.
Yeah.
John, why is protecting your heritage and your culture a crime? It's made a crime now. Why is that? I live out here in California. We are the sanctuary state. Thank you, Governor Brown, for saying that. But
yeah.
So I want to protect my language and my culture and continue living in America. And doing so is a crime. At least that's what they make it seem.
Well, and that fits nicely into your misogynist, you're a hater, you're a this, you're a that. Look at where this rhetoric is coming from and out of whose mouths. This is what we used to supposedly go to war with. But something happened on the way to deathdom and the military-industrial complex. Something very strange started to happen. And if you go through and look at what we've been involved with and who we've been involved with, communism is alive and well. Communism is even more powerful than their democracy, which is just another buzzword for socialism. At the root of that is communism. So take a look at all of it. That's why I said this Ray guy that's taking over the FBI, let's see how good he is. He said he was going to follow the Constitution. He said he was going to be apolitical, and he doesn't give a damn about philosophical differences, or he doesn't care about party politics. I'm going to go to the root of this stuff, and I'm going to ferret it out. Let's see if he does his job. Let's see if there's a warrant put out for George Soros' arrest. I mean, my God in heaven. Roseanne in Texas, or Roxanne, I'm sorry. Hello, Roxanne.
Hello, sir. I just wanted to mention, I think it's kind of a follow-up to your previous call, that the Jason Kessler, he was instrumental in this whole Virginia with the white supremacists or whatever they want to call themselves or label.
Right.
He was also involved with Occupy when he was a Obama supporter. And he was, I even believed he was on Alex Jones today. I didn't hear it, but because he was like, he saw the light. No, he's a CIA operative.
I don't know that he is or isn't, but you have to question based on that information. If it's true, he was part of the organization for the one percenters. You know, what exactly did they show us in New York City? It was nothing more than an ongoing and rolling freak show. What was the point?
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, I drove for Old Man Bush motorcade when he came to Houston for 12 years. I was around these people. I watched everything. I did it for free. I wasn't government, but I worked with Secret Service. I understand the game in a different world, and I know who's who. And these people, it's the same. It's just like a little gerbil on a wheel. And I want to say thanks to Steve, because I've 36 years in the medical business, and I appreciate all you do. And I certainly appreciate all John and all your network does.
Well,
and that's
you.
All I have. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Roxanne. I appreciate it very much. Oh, by the way, Frank in North Carolina didn't mean the Daily Stormer what he meant to say. He misspoke. He meant the Daily Caller. So evidently, there are some people with some wits about themselves that are actually looking into the event. And forget all the blood and guts, forget all the gore, forget all the inflammatory statements being made on both sides. Take a look at who's controlling things from behind. And Roxanne, if she was anywhere close to what she said, and I don't doubt her for a second, she understands, control the opposition. You know, this is what I saw happening time and time and time again with the so-called neo-Nazis in this country. Hell, they had more federal agents running some of the Klans than anybody else. It was hysterical. Well, funny in one regard, because we knew that. We ferreted it out. We had people that went and visited. They sat back quietly, didn't participate. They just sat and quietly listening to the rhetoric being passed around. We got it firsthand. We know who was running these things. So, you know, that's what it, and I'm serious. You know, maybe we found a gold nugget here. Maybe we found a diamond in the rough. Maybe Mr. Ray of the FBI is actually going to do his job. Maybe he's going to start really doing investigating. And there really will be indictments for those that are inciting violence and inciting the divided house to bring this country down and by flames if necessary. Maybe he'll do his job. But, Steve, don't hold your breath. Hey, I want to thank you for coming on today. I really appreciate it. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Do not forget, go to our webpage. We're an emergency. We need emergency funds now. Go to our webpage, make a donation. Our physical address, in case you want to write us a check, is up there as well. Or just call in and talk to Mikey. He'll be sure to take a phone call so he gets paid tomorrow. Hold on one second here. I got about a minute, right? Okay, thank you very much. I get in that hurry. I'm conditioned. I hear that bumper, and I got to start running. Folks, give us a call here, 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Julia's gone. Don't bother with 1 or 2. Hit extension 3. Give them your credit card information. Or go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. The donate button up there is for PayPal. You do not have to be a member. We do not keep that information for the government to track and trace you. You can make a one-time donation or repetitive donation monthly, which is ultimately our goal. We'll keep trying to shovel the money in here. For never in recorded history of a full-blown radio network has this ever been done, to run the whole shebang, ladies and gentlemen, for right around $11,000 a month. Never been done. Be a supporter. There, as Dr. Deagle said, and I'll be on his program tomorrow at 2 p.m. Thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow.
RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.